All right, I will call this special meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order on June 20th at 12 p.m. We are here to discuss the fire levy and the road department's new building. It says garage, but it's the new building. And we did have a last minute resolution that was just handed to us that we will cover. Let's go ahead and cover that resolution. Oh, actually, let's open with prayer. John, will you lead us in prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to come to you in the calmness of our meetings, and we do the work of the people. We just ask that you be with us this day and be with the ones that are sick that couldn't be here today. For it's in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Jan, you want to lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and
the
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ma'am, you want to give us a roll call, please?
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Ma'am, since that is your department,
yep,
can you read us the resolution that you need?
Yes. Resolution 2024-086, Amendment Engagement Letter Number 28 between Jeff Bolchek, CPA retired, and Franklin Township. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to accept the amended engagement letter number 28 between Jeff Wilczek, CPA retired, and Franklin Township for 100 hours at $55 an hour for a total of $5,500. Section 2, that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and that the deliberations of this board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal action where the meeting is open to the public and in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Reserve Code. Section 2, that this resolution shall be declared as an emergency and in full force and effect immediately upon this, its adoption.
So moved as the resolution's written. What is the amendment to it? Could you please read that for the record?
Yes.
Was it the hours?
I think it's the highlighted right there.
Okay. That's what I was. The amendment is to reconcile the bank with UAN for May 2024 and June 2024 and provide guidance in complying with the tax budget for 2025.
And I would ask for a second.
Discussion, if I may.
Okay.
We have the budget coming up.
Yes.
Can we have him look that over?
That's yes, that's okay. What this is for.
I apologize.
Since he has been doing the budget
yes,
for I'm, all the years ahead,
not
and
that
he's
we don't
overseeing,
trust anyone.
And that he's overseeing all the audit stuff.
It's so good that he double checks it.
Yes.
For the next 20 years, I'd love to have another set of eyes
right
check it. That is a CPA, if that's okay with you.
I completely so, understand.
Okay. With
yes
that,
well, I have a question. So Jeff is going to work with you on doing it,
yes,
or Jeff's going to do it?
No, we're doing it together.
Okay. So Jeff and you are going to work on it together?
Yes.
And then the second part was the bank. He's can you say that part again? About
yeah,
that?
He's
or
just
explain it to me. You don't have.
He's
to
just doing the reconcile for the bank with the UAN for May and June.
And then you're going to take it over?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good to go.
I would ask for a second on the motion to accept the resolution as written.
I will second.
Ma'am, will you please call for a vote?
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And there's two places to sign.
All right, I'll pass it down.
All right, moving on as we sign this. Mr. Mazur, I'm going to turn the meeting over to you.
Who wants to go first?
I say this would be Bob first because it's probably going to be quicker.
All right, Chief Arnold, if you want to address the your fire levy and any options or ideas that you may have.
For sure. I think I laid it out in that letter I sent you last week as plainly as I could. So just basically, I mean, my idea is to urge you to put on a 14.6 mil township-wide levy that would generate the bare minimum that the fire department needs to operate into the future on a permanent basis at the lowest cost to the taxpayers. So they're getting the most for their money, and we can keep the level of service where it is today.
And this is by a township-wide?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my recommendation. I don't really see a feasible way to maintain our level of service any otherwise.
May I, sir? Question?
One second. And well, it might cover. Can you please explain? We all have been briefed on it and looked through it. And I know you did a presentation a few weeks ago, but there may be people here today that doesn't understand the difference between a township-wide levy and a permanent levy or a temporary levy, and also how it, I know you might not have the numbers right in front of you, how the difference is going to fall out, but
sure.
If you could.
So a township-wide levy was an option that was given by a judge to a township back in 2003 or 2002, and then the law came through in 2003. So it allows entities like ourselves to collect fire levy monies from properties that have annexed away from the township all the way back from 2003 until forever. Therefore, since they're receiving our services, because typically if it's the township, it's going to be our first in district. So when it goes to the city with our automatic aid agreement, we're still going there. We're still the fire department that serves that property. So it tries to make it somewhat fair. So if you choose to leave the township, or the city chooses for you to leave the township, the entity that's basically providing that fire and EMS care is still being paid for. Or we're still generating tax revenue from that property. So that being said, it's uniquely opportunistic for a township like us that gets eaten away by the city more and more and more, and especially high revenue tax properties like the casino and places like Cooper Stadium that, if it ever gets developed, will probably generate a fair amount of tax revenue, but we're the ones taking all the runs there. So feasibly, if we were to try to maintain our level of service with just a permanent levy like the police ran, I would need it to generate $4.5 million more than what the permanent levies now generate. And that would be 10.3 mils added to the 11 that they're already paying in permanent levies. So it becomes an extraordinary expense and increase in their fire tax levies. And 1 mil for that only generates $284,000. So we're looking at a $400 to $500 cost per $100,000 your home valuation,
mm-hmm,
increase. That's on top of what they're already paying. So the township-wide levy, we would erase the levies that are on there now, the permanent ones. Everything would be replaced. It would be a levy of 14.6 mil, but each mil generates $375,000 because it's bringing in revenue from those properties that have been annexed out. So 1 mil's worth 33% more almost. So you can basically operate and pass a levy for less millage because it's going to generate more revenue.
So what would be the difference on a $100,000 home, what we're paying now versus what we would pay then? Would there be a savings by there being more fish in the pond? Because it's a yes or no vote for the people. But by having a township-wide levy, and you have places like the casino, you have places like Cooper Stadium, all these different places now that would be required to help pay, would that not give a relief to the people that are currently paying?
Yes. So basically it's a difference of, to generate the same amount of money, we're looking to increase your your tax dollars approximately $200 per 100,000, whereas your standard levy would have been 500.
Okay.
So it's a pretty substantial savings to keep what we have now.
John, you have anything else you want to ask?
No, sir. Can you believe that?
Mike? Yeah, I want to ask something. I probably should know this, but I always hear the casino and I always hear Cooper Stadium and other properties. Can somebody give me an example of what the others would be?
Sure. Give you an example. There was a place on the corner of Treview and Wilson that used to be called the McFarland, Dr. McFarland owned. That was annexed into the city of Columbus. I wanted to purchase that property, but once they annexed it, I can't be a trustee if it's in the city of Columbus and it can't come back. They put the apartments in there. So that would be something that we would get a tax base on that. If you go towards Hilliard on Treview, so that would be taking you to the west, as you go over the train bridge, all of that area over there was Franklin Township, except for one property. Are they still township or did it all get
we still only have one now. They annexed everything
else into the city. So one parcel stayed, but the rest annexed into the city and they built all those apartments.
Okay.
So all these different entities where they have annexed over into the city of Columbus since 2003, all of these are just an example. They will be forced, if the residents say yes, they think they should pay their fair share, then those parcels will pay. And I believe there's other parcels I can't think of.
There's quite a few on Harmon Road that used to be ours that have now been annexed away.
And how about the ones that are going in out of trading?
So everything.
Okay, I get it now then. I just always hear the two. Even, I just have to ask the question.
Those are just the big ones.
Even in 2026, if they do it, in 2026 or 2030. So what it will do, Mr. Blevins, is it behooves of someone to say, I'm annexing into the city because now you're going to pay both taxes.
Right.
So it helps protect our borders.
I get it. I understand now. I just needed to know more. Because I had people ask me that question.
Really. Sure. And the other upside of this is it does discourage new buildings or current companies to stay within the township. So they're not looking to go to the city. So when Weston Mall gets developed, if this is in place, they'll say, well, I don't even want to go to the city.
I got it.
So just so that you know, right there on Wilson Road by me, down from the bus station, as you are going to the south, where the car wash is, that empty lot, and the next three houses were just bought up, and those are being annexed into the city. And they're putting in a crane rental business there from that's currently on the corner of Georgesville.
It's on Philippi, right by the railroad tracks.
Yeah, and I remember you talking about it.
It's an equipment rental.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Are we good here?
Yeah.
I will. This is something we don't normally do in special meetings, but this is tax wise, and it does affect you. And there's some new information. I would ask if someone has a question. Briefly, I'll open the floor for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. Yeah.
So will that be retroactive? Where they, so the
just moving forward, not you wouldn't go back and collect it.
So in other words, let's say they annex all of the north end of the township between now and the end of the year, that would not.
That would go in.
That it would go in even in 2026, 2030, whenever anything would be annexed, they would have to pay. The retro goes back to 2003. If someone annexed in 2001, there's nothing we can do.
But you guys would be able to go back on like the property that was just annexed into the city there in Treview and Heck.
Mm-hmm. Anything from 2003 on.
Okay. Forever.
Any other questions?
Bob, you're looking to generate how much?
Five and a half million plus our
investment.
Are they still getting ready for the casino?
The casino, yes, they would be in that time frame as well. Yeah. The last time we looked at this, Bob, I believe that was 1.2 mil is what, million is what they would, is what their portion was gonna be.
They will be our biggest opponent. Yeah, you can't, yeah. What are you doing? Yes.
So, this might be a stupid question, but, why can't the trustees be proactive and be like, no, you're not taking our property? This is township.
Go right ahead.
So, I go to the county commissioners, meetings usually on a regular basis. It's the county commissioners that actually have the say in it. We cannot say, we have no voice in it. They just notify us to let us know that they've taken it. We can't say no whatsoever. This is why a federal judge passed this, township-wide levy, because municipalities are being ate up and gobbled up. So, and what ends up happening, it gets too expensive to live in a township, because every time we lose a parcel, we have to have a levy because we're not generating that money.
Well, it's not only that, the ones, the levies that are on there, the price goes up because...
Right, we, they got less people to pay.
Less people to pay, but, yeah, there's not, our hands are tied with annexation, and that's a sad thing, and that's, that's one of the things that I am fighting at the state level. It was taken a higher revised code to change that, where we have a say in, you know, we have a hearing of why you want to annex in. One of the problems is, one of the great problems that we face, and I won't hide from it, City of Columbus holds people hostage with sewer and water. In my personal opinion, and this is not the opinion of this board, and I'm not speaking for the board, I'm speaking for Jim Leisers, and that is, that's extortion by the City of Columbus.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have a problem with saying that in a public meeting. When right is right and wrong is wrong, it's extortion. When you have something and you're not, you hold it out and you want the tax. All they don't care about the properties. City of Columbus just wants the tax revenue, and we still have to serve it. And I'll get off my high horse because I'm getting fired up on it, because they aggravate me to death on this. But I let you know, I am. That's one of the things that I we each have a unique situation here, and we all have our little niches, and I'm working daily with trying to get a hold of state, talking with state senators and state reps to get this changed. This and several other things that needs to be changed. Mr. Mazur and I had several meetings with them now, and
one of the biggest, sir, is to give you an example, Big Run East.
Yeah.
There was a, they, towards the end, when a city was annexing one side of the street, they accidentally annexed some of the other people's property that was in the township. Well, they want to annex back in. You cannot annex back into the township. So if you were in the township before, or let's just say that corner, you know what, we're tired with the city, we want to annex in. You can't annex back. I don't know why it's a one-way valve.
That's a good,
it makes no sense.
And that's one of the questions that I am raising at a higher level.
So for that reason, we're allowed to do this township-wide levy. But be assured that you're going to see, as we've seen before, false information, in my opinion, go out that saying it's going to cost this much and this, and you'll get 8 by 10 things from different interest groups saying don't do it, your taxes will go up. It's because other entities that are paying for that do not want you to say yes, because they're going to have to pay. But by us being able to educate the public, hopefully they'll understand a yes and no vote means.
And one of the actions of this board is to make sure that you folks that show up to meetings, we're going to be holding other meetings throughout the township to explain it, but that you're fully aware, you have all the knowledge that you need. That's why I thought it was important to let you guys ask questions on this matter, so you're informed. You can talk to your neighbors when you start getting, I call it trash mailers, because that's what
bring
they are.
Bring them in.
Call us up. We'll talk to them, or at least you have the information as residents that show up to the special meetings and to the meetings that we'll have, and we'll try to get as much information out as possible. I I know, I think the last time we had one at the firehouse, out on Sullivan. We're planning on doing that again, working on having something up in the northern part, probably gonna try to work with St. Marguerite Church and have it in their back buildings there. But it's education, because there's gonna be a lot of, there's a false narrative out there, because they're losing millions, they're gonna lose millions of dollars. Yes, one more and more. So, one more question, we're gonna close the floor unless someone that hasn't asked, but go ahead.
So, are they, these meetings that you're talking about, are they gonna be in the evening, so more?
They'll be different times. They'll be different at different times throughout the day.
Yeah. Because we wanna try to get as many working people that can come with questions as well.
That's why I...
Yes, Cindy, one more.
Is there any documentation or anything that, you know, I could have in hand? So that if somebody asked, I can answer intelligently and help them comprehend. Listen, this is what's transpired. You know, we still have to go to these places, and we're in Columbus is trying to usurp our tax money so that our guys can't get paid. Because people don't comprehend the duality of what the city is doing.
Wow.
Not at this moment, but as soon as we put in the work to get this off the ballot, so that we have confirmed this is what we're doing.
Good.
I think we're in a very unique situation this time around, because the board, the fiscal office, and myself, and Steve are all very transparent and honest people. And we will be 100% transparent and 100% honest. Oh, this is what we're running, this is what it's gonna generate, and this is why we need it.
Good.
And there shouldn't be any unanswered questions out there that the opponents can call out on.
I think what she's...
Yeah, I just wanna back you up.
Yeah.
She just wants information.
Requires information that we can get together.
Absolutely.
As I mentioned, if it's possible that we're able to get some type of a professional help that does these type of things.
I think it's important, if you haven't seen Bob's presentation, that we get people to see that, because it's really not overly educated on it, but as I sat through that presentation, it was easy for me to follow. I understood it, made sense. So I would highly recommend anybody that you talk to that has questions about it, have them come to one of the presentations that Bob put together. It flows great, and it's easy to understand.
And that'll be one of the things that we have at the special meetings also, that Bob's finding this out right now on the spot, but he'll be presenting them at the special meetings.
So to me, as a resident, for me, John Fleshman, it makes sense to me, because at this point, just like we're seeing up north, you want annex? Okay, it's not gonna be skin off my back, because you're gonna pay too.
Yeah.
You don't get away from the taxes just because you're going to the city.
Chair, but can I get some clarification?
Please.
One, there will be a reduction in taxes if it's a township-wide levy?
There will not be a reduction in...
What they're currently paying.
What they're currently paying, no.
There'll be a smaller increase.
There will be an increase.
It's just a smaller increase than the alternative.
Okay, I just wanted to make
That's important information to get out there.
I just wanted to make sure.
There would be a small
There'll be a small increase, but it'll be less than what if we went with a permanent levy.
Yes.
That's, yeah, we definitely need
By
to...
By a third. About a third, wouldn't it?
Not quite, but definitely half.
Yeah.
Or more than half.
A little more than half.
And then my next question would be, once you decide how you want to pursue this levy, we'll need a resolution so I can send it to Carrie Richards at the county auditor, so they have an understanding of what we're going to request on the ballot in November, and then we'll have the exact figures from her.
Yes.
And that has to be on or sent to the Board of Elections late July, early August?
August 6th. That's the deadline.
Sooner we get it in.
We need to get it in there at the end of, I'm sorry, is it August 6th?
Yeah,
August 6th. We need to get it in there at the end of July.
Mm-hmm. So sooner the better.
The sooner the better, because we can start putting out the actual information.
You got one to
ask a question. And what happens if it gets voted down?
We're gonna have to get creative and most likely roll back to one station.
They're saying the answer is no.
The budgets are, the budget is tight.
So
these guys, the fire department, not just fire department, all of the departments here, our budget, their budgets are tight, but and tax revenue runs the fire department and the police department. Roads, they get their budget's tight, but they get money from the state and things like that. But they don't ask for exorbitant.
My budget's tight too.
All of our budgets are tight. Yep.
One of the things about it, if it fails, as you said, failed, most people don't realize that these were years ago, someone put them on as time levies instead of being a permanent levy. So let's just say you had a permanent levy and you were asking for a little bit more and it fails, at least you still have some operating costs. If this fails, it takes away that operating cost. So
I promise, last one.
Go ahead.
I just want clarification. So let's say the city comes down through there and they annex the whole northern end. Okay. Now is all of that northern end going to be double taxed?
If they annex in after,
even though the homeowners do not want it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So see, that's the downside to it too. Because the city is relentless on grabbing up all the property they can.
That's why it's important that this passes, to protect the township.
I'll have to look into if residences are even affected. I honestly don't know if residential properties, if they annex, do they have to pay? Mm-hmm. They do?
Yeah.
It's
mm-hmm.
both? Okay, I'm sorry, it's both, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least it was last
done,
time we
it's
did
It's all
it.
Done under type 2 annexation?
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So are we going to put out flyers? Are we going to send out flyers? One of the main things that should be on that flyer is, do you want to have both fire stations?
We can't.
Make that imperative.
We can't, as a township, we cannot send out flyers. We can't spend taxpayer monies on levy advertisements.
The union and et cetera can. Now, there's no reason that a group of us can't get together
and form a pack.
And form a pack and do it. And I'd be happy to work with anyone on a pack, and we can use our own dollars.
Caution yourself on that. I'm saying that on,
but it's
as
township.
A resident.
Yeah.
That's right. I understand it's township. Why can't we pass out flyers?
You can.
You can. We cannot make the flyers or use any taxpayer dollars to design the flyers or make the flyers.
The ORC basically stops townships from fighting amongst themselves, where they're going to pay for advertisements for people to vote yes, and then also for people to vote no, and then waste a bunch of money.
Yeah, ORC is very critical of what we can and what we cannot spend money on. All right, I will close the floor at this time for questions. Bob, Steve, whichever one, what do you need from this board today?
Well, I guess we would need, if you're prepared, a resolution deciding what levy, the amount of the levy, and then, like I said, I can move forward and get that to the county auditor.
Which is going to take some time?
It could. And then once that comes back from the auditor, then I'm not sure if we need a resolution to approve that levy amount, which will then go to the Board of Elections.
So we need a declaration of necessity, basically, is the resolution that says this is necessary, this is what we want. That gets sent to the auditor for certification, and then once you get, actually, that might not be the resolution. The third step is a resolution to proceed with putting the levy on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So you may today just make a motion
of
necessity and to send our request to the auditor.
So here's the thing that it would be up to the rest of the board. If we were to do, I would say we would do a resolution acknowledging that we are pursuing this at this rate.
We'll make a motion about it.
At the 14.6.
Yeah, but we're talking about dollars. And then we would then later, once we get back from Kerry's, then we would adopt it under a resolution that it's going on to the ballot. So there would be two different ones. So if the board's, the pleasure of the board wanted to move today, they would do a resolution in order to accept the numbers that are going to Kerry Ritchie's office. It could be a motion, but it's better to do a resolution. It's, you know, so that way it's overkill. If it's overkill, that's better than being under, because we don't have time to make a mistake. And then once that goes in, these gentlemen can do their work, and then it would come back for us to vote, does it go on the ballot? And that would be the big one, and that would be in a public meeting.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Dollars, yeah. You can go either way, but
right, but why take a chance? I mean, you can use a resolution when you really didn't need to. I mean, you can use an elephant gun to go squirrel hunting, but you really don't need it.
Mike, you have anything you want to add in, or?
I've talked to many people, and it's easy for me to say that I know how I'm going to vote, because I think it's imperative that we try to keep both firehouses open. And so that's the way I'm leaning. If that's what you were looking for, maybe you weren't. But I've thought about this a lot. I've talked to Bob a lot. We were together at a meeting with some people on Tuesday night, and we talked about it. It took up most of the meeting, and I put a lot of thought into it. And so I'm leaning that way. I think it's important to keep both firehouses. So that's really all I can say on it. So,
and it's a declaration of
a resolution.
Declaration of necessity is how it's worded in the OMC.
And if I may, sir, ma'am, would we have a resolution number? Normally we don't do that, but in this circumstances here at the table, would you be able to afford us a resolution number?
Yes, and if you give me a second, I can double check on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I apologize.
No, but I was going to ask her. You got ahead of me.
This is good. Because Terry will request a resolution number.
The only reason
I got this before,
this is how we had to do it.
Resolution number is going to be 2024-087.
All right. Declaration of necessity.
For the purpose of state
emergency.
Hit it, Maestro.
Okay.
You've already got it down already. I was writing my key points down.
Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees this day of June 20th, in our special meeting, resolution number 2024-087, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a resolution to go into a
Township-wide
levy for the purpose of
declaration of necessity.
If there's no more further questions on the matter, I would ask for a second.
You should probably put the
millage in. This would be in the millage of
14.6
mils.
Hopefully to generate approximately $5.5 million in revenue per year.
To generate approximately upwards of 5.5 mils.
Million.
Mills? Excuse me.
We gotta be careful. Millions. Two different things.
If there's no further question on the matter at hand, I would ask for a second.
I will second that out of the necessity of needing it. And this is
okay. Then we got Jim.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
So now that's the first steps. And then that way you guys can take that and run with it. Mm-hmm. And then the big vote will be, which this doesn't mean that it's guaranteed until we have it in front of a public meeting. And then we actually vote one more time if it goes on the ballot.
And this is why I look at my notepad some days and go, what is this note for?
I don't remember this.
All right, moving on. You look like you have something for us.
Were you okay with that resolution?
No, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. You covered all, you highlighted all the main.
I guess it's Mr. Stevens' turn.
Yes, sir. James, you want to talk about your your building department?
Well done, Bobby. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you good?
Yep. I'll drag a chair up.
Yeah. If you all don't mind, it's going to be easier instead of screaming.
You need a copy of that, so I'll be covered.
Thanks, sir.
Steve, here's your book back.
Can't take your pen.
I appreciate y'all meeting with us today. We're, as you all know, this has been a project that we've been in the works of for quite some time, and we're getting down to the absolute nitty gritty to where we need to figure out exactly from the board what we can build and where we can build it. We've put numbers together multiple times, and some things have changed throughout the course. Ryan and I have been working, and as have the other guys helping us get this all put together. We put together a whole notebook for Steve, and that's new for you there, Steve. Kind of copies a lot of the stuff that's in your book now.
Mm-hmm.
We've already went out, and we have received two quotes, which you gentlemen have all seen the two quotes. The other option we had was letting us do a lot of the work in order to save taxpayer dollars, and we did a lot of work getting those numbers, and we put together kind of a proposal and give it to Steve. Steve has talked with our legal about this. There's some angles that we need to go, some things that we need to take care of, but where we're at, we just need two questions answered. What are we building? Where are we building it?
We're building a building.
We're building a building. I totally understand that, and I appreciate that.
I believe we have to send some of this out for our, what is it called, RFP?
Well, I can't do anything.
Until we know.
Until we decide what do you want. Let me put it this way, gentlemen. You have approximately between a $200,000 fund set up today, and if you want to utilize ARPA funds, you have approximately another $400,000. So in total, the township has $600,000 to build a maintenance garage. And I'm going to kind of take the bull by the horns here.
Go for it.
One location. Have the three of you decide on an absolute location you'd like to have this building, because I cannot proceed with an RFP.
I have my opinion on where to build the building.
Okay. And question number two, once you decide the location, what would you like the building to entail, meaning garages, office, restroom, break room, shower facilities, size, and that will be the foundation of moving this project along.
Okay. Well, I know there's been a lot of talk of, and I'll speak first since I said I have an opinion. There's been a lot of talk of moving it out onto Sullivan Avenue, and after doing some more research and looking at maps and where most of the work is being done at, it's my opinion that we keep the buildings here on site, because majority of the work is either here, or majority of the work is here in this area, and we've already got part of the stuff here, the salt's here. Financially, it would just be easier. The utilities is already here. That is my opinion.
Am I permitted to say something based on that?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you build it? And that's going to be my question. Where would you build it on this lot?
Where the existing building is. We should be tearing that down and moving it back. You guys have anything?
Well, you know, you want to go ahead first, Mike?
No, I guess I came in late to office. I knew that they paid for both places to be surveyed and things like that.
And they have.
And did anyone ever send me anything on what it would look like back here?
I've never put the biggest constraint with here is the space to build something that would necessitize what we need.
Right.
Right now we have a building sitting in here behind us. You definitely couldn't build a building the same size as that.
Right.
You just couldn't, because the bay doors on this building are 10 foot wide. Our trucks, as we're trying to back it into these buildings, you have this much room on your mirrors and the door openings. So you're going to have to go with 12 foot wide doors. The depth behind that building, there really isn't much before you hit the other property line. Mm-hmm. You couldn't really go that much farther this way because you've got high pressure gas lines coming out of the gas house. Mm-hmm. Trust me, we have sat down, we've walked it, we've wheeled it off, we've tried to figure out a way to do it. When the idea of possibly putting it Solomon Avenue to us made more sense because of the space we would be able to do. Because to be quite honest with you, right now, and we're so fortunate, trust me, our department is so fortunate to have the equipment that we've got to be able to do the job that we've got. We just don't have the room. We have four dump trucks sitting outside right now. We have a backhoe that has to sit outside right now. We have a tractor with a boom mower on it that has to sit outside right now, because all the other bays are full of equipment. So what we were looking to build was something that was going to be at least 60 foot deep, so we can actually get, like, say, the backhoe in and just park it up against the back wall and still have plenty of room to back a truck with a trailer in and still have enough room with the five bays to be able to get everything underneath of one roof. Plus, with what we've proposed here, it has a 20 foot lean-to off the backside that goes the whole distance of the building. So now you literally have everything that would be under roof that we don't have under roof right now. And still, that would allow us to have room, say, in, you know, still in the building too, but everything would be under cover. I'm just not so sure, because the way that this property line runs, it runs at an angle behind this building, our existing building, and we've only got, what, 20 feet?
Maybe, yeah, off the back corner of the building.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Major, did we get anything from the surveyors?
Sure.
Like a plot map?
Yeah, the properties are all surveyed.
I think that was sent out.
Yeah, the properties are all surveyed.
Okay.
So yeah. How much, where the lean-to is on this building now?
We don't have a lean-to on this building, Steve.
Where the open...
It was the old salt barn. Yeah.
Where the open storage is. How many more feet do we have to the back of the property line?
Maybe 25 feet.
Okay. 25, 30 feet?
Okay. Yeah, roughly.
So okay. We can do...
There'd be 60.
15 to 20. There's six, yeah.
Yeah.
But then the other problem is when you're trying to back in this shop, it's kind of hard to get to these doors because we're so close.
And that's something that, and I'm not saying anything about anybody who parks back here. We ran into a situation even last week when we have people that park on the back side of this building. You cannot back a trailer into that building.
Well, there's things that we can do about that.
Guys, this truck's back there now.
There's things that we can do about that. I'm just looking at the cost of... The more I looked at it, having the road department separated from the biggest portion of the township does not make sense.
Kind of puts us in the middle. It literally puts us in the middle, because Broad Street is our dividing line.
Geographically, it would be the middle, but not where most of our residents and roads are.
So I got a question. What would happen hypothetically if we cut this off? We put a building for the office up here and give them more room and be able to put their building. I agree with you that everything is here already.
Yeah.
But even if we had just the office space, I mean, we could build, they build churches now out of pole barns and et cetera, and there's all kind of room.
Yeah.
We have some money to work with. There, we already own the land. If we made a place that was bigger than this room that we would be able to operate out of for the office space, half of this building can be torn off, and the fire department still has theirs, and this would be all open footprint space.
Well, here's the thing with that, John, is we've only got...
Yeah, but I mean, who knows what the difference in the cost would be, because, you know, I mean, would it be that much more? I mean, if building we ran the numbers...
New, building a whole new office out there, we can run the numbers, but I mean, think it would be...
But it would... It would serve two purposes. One purpose, depending upon how much money it would cost us for what they're trying to do to get under roof, this space would be open. Then we put something that that we can add actually later on, maybe if we want to add to, like most churches do, you would have your offices. Aetna did that. They have a building that they built on, and it was like a pool building. It's a nice facility where they have meetings, and then they have their office. Mm-hmm. That would have to be a little bit less than what... I just think if we ran the numbers, that would be quite interesting to see.
Well, we could run those numbers. I'm sure we could, but...
I'm confused.
Okay, so what if we was to take...
John just threw a curveball at you.
If we was to take half this building and just take this off and leave in the fire station, that opens up this whole front area here.
Right.
Still put the building back here in the back, and you have all of this here that's open. Or reconfigure the footprint. We would move the offices up there to Sullivan.
I will caution you on that, John, and I understand what you're saying, but I have seen the prices of steel buildings, and
I mean, you don't know until you ask and see how much money that we have to work with.
I've seen the cost of steel buildings, and they're going up daily, and I think that's one of the reasons why Mr. Mazur's needing a definite answer today on where we're going to put it. That way he can get moving with his RFPs.
I don't know. I didn't mean to make it more difficult, but it was just... This building is how old? 100 years old almost? What, would you even know when this was built?
50s.
In 1950?
Going on 75 years old next year.
And that building was built in the 30s.
I get it. Yeah. That's why it needs to come down.
Yeah. I just think that we can, for the bang for our buck, it's better to put the building here. And then even if we do need more storage, we can get a lean-to, or we can get another, like, canopy section to store equipment up under.
Okay, and I'm not going to sit here and... My question would be is, where would you put that?
Put what, the lean-to?
The lean-to for the equipment, because you realize we don't have...
You have the back of the building right here.
Yeah, behind that building.
Yeah, that's... How long is that building?
60 feet. 60 long,
yeah.
40 feet.
So you go 60 by 12.
Where are you going to put your police cruisers and stuff?
Well, that's our problem.
Right. We'll work that out, because along the fence row going out, they have that room over there, too.
Yeah. And you also realize we can't go any further this way with that building because of the parking lot for the fire department.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now that you're sitting here and you have a four-bay shop with 10-foot doors that can no longer be 10-foot doors, now you're going to be taking and making them 12-foot doors. So you're going to be limiting down to just a couple bays now instead of what we have now. You know, we will accept anything that you all decide to do. I've just spent, I shouldn't just say me, we have spent so much time. I met with the board up there at Sullivan Avenue, proposed this then, and even on that day, it was, this sounds like what we need to do. That's what we ran with. So everything that we've worked on now was, in all honesty.
And at the last meeting, you asked.
I'll stop.
Gentlemen, we're spinning wheels here. We're going to cut right to the chase. Jim got three quotes for the Sullivan Avenue property. $800,000, $1.2 million, and $330,000. Okay. Now, the $8 million, $1.2 finished product, turnkey, walk in the door, we're open for business.
That's what we have to do.
$330,000, Jim has a shell. I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish where we are at $330,000.
With $330,000, we have the shell up, we have the gravel in place, and that shell, when I say the shell, that's a completed shell. That's mm-hmm. with concrete. That's with your mm-hmm. concrete floor. Building's completely insulated all the way around, ceiling, walls. The inside of the building is completely covered with white metal. And then the drainage, we'd already have the drainage mm-hmm. would be in already for your floor drains. And then we go from there.
Who's doing the work? Who's doing the drains and the gravel and all that?
Well, a lot of the stuff that we would be able to do, which is what we're trying to keep some of the costs down in order to build what we're building, we're extremely capable of doing some of this work. And it doesn't take everybody to do it, and it doesn't take a whole lot of time to do it, because these are things that we've done in the past.
I tell you, the amount of calls, and I don't know about the other two trustees, but the amount of work that I see that the road department has taking care of everything already, adding on completing a building.
We're not building the building.
No, completing, doing that work that you're talking about is not a viable option, in my opinion.
And once again, I'll just leave it at this. We're just trying to save right. taxpayers' money is what we're trying to do. That way we can get the best bang for our buck.
But are you, if you're taking away from doing the service?
It only takes a couple of us.
Wasn't there something, Steve, that we weren't, that Julie was saying that we shouldn't be involved in doing the work? Or was it the auditors that said?
No, what you're going to, the auditor, of course, says that he doesn't want our road department doing.
And using road funds.
Right.
That would all have to come out of the general budget.
Yeah, but the hours or something. I forget what it was. I just remember something.
This is what I'm saying. We're getting to the point where we have to make a decision.
Well, here's, and I know it's frustrating because everybody put their heart and soul into this. At the end of the day, we need to build something, whether it be up there or here. Mr. Leeser, I tend to agree with you. We got so many buildings out here in the salt barn and et cetera. It would be nice to put something back here and tearing that building down. Yeah, maybe the main building would be smaller, but you would be able to have a 12 by 60 lean tube, which would get a lot of equipment under.
Mm-hmm. And you could actually probably put
sides on it. Or
the one side is the back side of the salt barn is already covered, right? The barn you have now, if we did something like that.
It's the one we're here in this building?
Yeah.
It's falling apart. When we were back here even cleaning things up, we've got boards. The whole thing is just...
No, not that one.
You're talking about the one out back?
Yeah.
The back side of it is covered, but you can't add anything to it.
Right. No, I know that.
You can't just store things in it.
But yeah, I mean, we could do something like that on the back side of there.
And there would still be plenty of room along the fence row. I mean, there's plenty of room to park cruisers. I don't think that's, you know, we're talking 13 cruisers, so I know that they pull in there now.
That could really be dropped down.
Yeah, I agree. But to me, you have everything right here in this complex. But and the thing that we, obviously that shop needs to go. That needs to go
tore down. That needed to go 10 years ago. But.
And underneath a 12 by 60 lean tube, that's a good size. Or even if you enclosed it, even if you did two small buildings, if you enclose that behind it and then built that one, I mean, that would be huge.
Yeah. Mike, you've been quiet.
I don't have any information on this footprint back here. This is my second meeting since I've been a trustee that I sat on, and it at each meeting it just continuously changes. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have, if you sent it to me, I don't have it. I never looked at it, so I don't have an opinion on whether or not we can put it back here. I just don't know, because it seems like to me if I if I'm thinking how far to the salt barn, but the way you're describing it, we don't own all that straight back.
No, we got, even the area, the lot that is in behind the cell tower, it's not ours. We've got a very narrow spot that goes back towards the salt barn.
And I was gathering that from what was being
everything
said.
From the salt barn to the edge of this wood line back here, that's not even ours. The gentleman just allowed us, you know, when we had all the wood after the storms, he allowed us to pile up some wood there. That's not ours. We're restricted by the high pressure gas lines that run in between those two buildings that come from the gas house on what we can build over them.
We were close to the point of purchasing the property, but then that all fell
through. Yeah, I was here for all of that, and I was here for a lot of the conversation, and I'm pretty sure I was back there when it was decided to survey both properties. And I wasn't involved. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
So in other words, now this would have been back when Mr. Horn was in.
Yes.
And we did present the board with it was a printout of the layout that he had that he did.
Do you understand? You see where I'm coming
absolutely,
from?
Absolutely.
I cannot sit here today and make a decision on something.
I
understand that, and I'm going to be honest. I understand your frustration, and I've even spoken to you about it. You put in this. This is that I can keep track of three changes now. Three. And I'm sure you're going to tell me if you was honest and sit here and say you're going to say it's more than three changes. And that's what this is all about and everything. Only thing I'll say on the part that's been discussed today is I do have concerns with the small department that you have being able to get to do work wherever the building goes. And to still make sure that all the residents are taken care of.
I totally 100% agree.
I worry about that a lot. You guys do so much. I, for one, have had to call and bother you guys recently multiple times when people ask for stuff, and you always do a good job to get out there. And your department, I don't know that everybody even knows how many you truly have in your department for what you get done. And then we have, but if we have another winter that's not huge, yeah, there'll be time, because this is going to now drag into the winter. But what if we have a winter where you guys are constantly out? You know what I'm trying to say.
I absolutely 100% agree. Would we love to just be able to have somebody come in and say, you know, because it kind of takes me back to the business that I owned before I started here at the township 16 years ago, to have somebody give us a turnkey building. Mm-hmm. We hand them prints and they build it, and when it's done, they hand us the keys. 100% agree, that would be awesome. Once we had presented to the board the two quotes that we had at the price that they were, and some of the reaction that we got on those quotes, which is understandable, they're extremely high, that's when we got to thinking, okay, we're gonna find a way to try to save the money to be able to get the best bang for our buck, and that would be with us doing some of the work ourselves, which we're extremely capable of doing it because we come from a construction background. That's when we started doing what we did. Okay, and that's why I took it into Mr. Mazur, and I said, you know, here this last quote. I know Mr. Fleshman had said, hey, we're waiting on you to give us numbers. Sometimes it's kind of hard to give you numbers on, you really don't know what it is that you're supposed to be building. And that's why we put together that last proposal here, which is just it's a guesstimate.
Right.
And, you know, to me, even if the building was to cost around $500,000 to have it done with us doing a lot of the work, it's a heck of a lot better than $800,000 or $1.2 million.
Right.
And that was where my mindset was at. And I apologize, because the whole time that I'm sitting there doing this, based off the conversation that I had with the Board of Trustees up at Sullivan Avenue, when Ryan and I met with everybody up there and we had it all staked out, we had it all painted out, the conversation that I had with the board then was, this seems like the place to do it. And that's why we ran with it. And I apologize for staying focused on that, when maybe what I should have done is I should have just said, hey, we need to hold this meeting a long time ago to have an absolute where and what.
The last time we sat down at this table like this, we told you, this is still in play here. That's why we had to have it surveyed. And looking at where we service most of the people at, I think this is the most viable spot for it. That property out there, yeah, we own it. We can use it for other stuff. But right now, I don't know. I'm at keeping it here, keeping it local to the biggest share of our township. I guess you need from us in order to send the RFPs out. What do you need? In order to keep moving, because this building is not getting done with getting them into a new building. The building, just so the public knows why we're looking at this building behind us here, the back wall, they stored salt up against it, up against the cinder blocks for years, and it's crumbling. Mm-hmm. The sink, the plumbing of the sink is so, I don't know what you call it, but it goes over and goes and drains into a urinal.
Which we have.
The drains in the wall just don't work.
And it rains. When it rains outside, it's raining inside. So, and there has to be, something has to be done. They've got the best work out of it, but it's a disaster. And, you know, I'm looking at this. I mean, what's the realistic? You got a wash bay. That's a dream. That's something that, you know, yeah, it would be nice to have. You
it
don't
was
really
a
need
suggestion.
It. Right. You really don't need it. So then that leaves us with four doors.
Almost need that fifth bay. That fifth bay is just a suggestion to be used. The drainage would be put into that bay as a wash bay. It's not a separated wash bay. It's just that bay would be where we could wash our vehicles and our equipment with extended drainage in just that one bay.
I think we need to cut to the chase. Where's it going to go?
I'm worried
about everything else.
All right, gentlemen, I'm here we go again. I'm like Michael said, I'm going to cut to the chase. We're just...
Yeah.
I'll do the RFP for this site out here. That way, we're going to have a figure because we're on a deadline and we have to designate ARPA funds. I will do the RFP for this spot. I will get three quotes for out here. We will decide. We'll have a second survey done. Jim and I will sit down with, when we come down to three contractors, we will sit down with them and say, look, what can we do on this piece of property? How deep is it? How wide is it? If we have to use three doors that are 12 feet wide, so be it. How much room do we have to go back? Maybe make the garage deeper, maybe put a lean-to on it. That way, I'll have solid figures. We'll have solid figures in hand. So, when we do file a final report for ARPA, this will buy us time. Okay, I've got a contract, say for $500,000.
Right.
This gives me time filing the ARP report so I can say, whoops, wait a minute, we're changing now. But we have the funds designated.
Right. I will make the motion that you
hold
send
on a minute, please. I don't really understand the frustration that's, I mean, I guess you put a lot of work into this, and why are we going to pay somebody to do another survey back here? You just said that.
It'll be part of this RFP
process. We have to do an RFP process.
It won't cost us anything.
I'm just telling you, don't get frustrated with me because I was never given anything about back here.
No, I'm not frustrated.
And I'm a new trustee.
Cutting you the chase.
And so I'm not going to sit and make a decision on something that I haven't laid my eyes on.
May I say something?
So,
please.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Mr. Mazur is talking about a survey is, okay, we've already had the survey done for the lot to figure out where our pins are at. Now what we need to do, things have changed 100%. Now what we need to do is have somebody, even like the contractors that we've met up at Sullivan Avenue, now they're going to have to come here, and that's when they say, okay, we have this much room. So now they got to kind of survey it around a little bit. Survey meaning they got to take measurements and see what we're able to build with the smaller footprint that we have here compared to what we were planning on. So that's what he was kind of meaning by a survey.
So when you rework this, it sounds like to me, and if I'm wrong, let me know, there's no appetite for the road department to do the work. Yes or no? Let's just decide. There's no sense in sending them out here and have them...
I don't think they have the time.
Anybody agree? Just a second. I see. Anybody agree or not disagree? What do you want to do?
I'm kind of in the middle, you know. I don't
agree. I understand the savings of money.
Right, I do too.
And stuff, but my question to be, which I'm assuming when you made the presentation the very last time, when I heard you, it was you and Ryan, right? And you have a 5-man team, is that right or wrong?
Yes. So we're still bringing on 2 more summer help, so we would have 5 plus Ryan and I.
This won't even be started in the summer.
No.
So anyway, so I'm just curious. I don't even know who it is, if there is one. Who's your third? Like when you and Ryan are somewhere doing something, you have someone who runs the crew.
Yes, B. Quinn.
B. Quinn.
Okay.
Who's very capable of doing that.
Again, I'm just going to tell you, my first and foremost, and I believe it is everyone in here, is to take care of the people in this township. I think people are going to say they don't particularly care if the equipment sits outside because they don't think about it like longevity. I'm not saying I don't care. I do care. Like you said, it's been well established several years now. You've been buying the equipment and getting things you need. We heard Tommy when he left.
We're very grateful.
Speak up about the equipment he had to work with when he came in here all those years ago and things like that as a retirement. And stuff, and I'm not, I just think it's important that we stop having a meeting and then two or three months go by and we think we've done work and there's been a lot of time invested. If we can't even decide exactly where it's going to go,
thing is today, Steve needs an order for us to go and get anything else done with an RFP. Is a motion that where we're going to look at getting RFPs for.
It gives us a starting point. Like I said, I don't want to jeopardize $450,000 of ARPA funds that we have to give back because we can't
come to an agreement.
We can't be a starting point for a building.
Then I'll make a motion that you do with the RFPs for the property here, replacing the existing building.
But I understand, and no means does that lock us out of looking at
right.
Sullivan.
Right.
It's just now, when we file that final report for ARPA, it gives the township an option to say, okay, oops, we're moving this building now from Frank Road to Sullivan Avenue.
No, I'll make that motion as I stated.
Okay, so that I hadn't heard that one before. So we're not actually going to be locking ourselves in here. We're going to find out whether or not what can be built here.
Yes.
I feel a little bit better about
yes.
that.
Because I can't, if I don't have anything tangible to send to the Department of the Treasury,
absolutely.
Then they're going to say, send us our money back.
You know, we like I said, and I'm going to say it again, don't mean to interrupt you at all, Mr. Leeser, but we're extremely fortunate to have the equipment, everything we've got. But the amount of stuff that we have sitting outside right now that needs to be underneath of a roof would be like Bobby parking his fire trucks outside all day and all night long, every day.
I understand.
People would be a little upset about that.
And as you're familiar, the firms that we contact will be design build, so they come in here, they have their architect or engineer, and they can look at this and say, have you thought of this? Have you thought of that?
And then from this point forward, then we will halt on doing what we're doing.
Yes.
This is all great foundational work, and we have an understanding of what you're looking to do, which you and I will sit down with the contractors that we get a hold of and say, this is what we're trying to do here. And that's what I said, and they may say, have you thought of this, have you thought of that? And then in the end, if this site doesn't work, all we have to do is make a change with the ARPA submission.
Well, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out what it is that we need. A lot of time.
Okay. No, this doesn't slam the door.
Okay, there's a motion on the table.
I will second it.
Okay.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Mazur, you've got what you need to proceed, correct?
I do. Right.
Let's get this building done.
Thank you, gentlemen. Is that all you needed from us?
I believe so.
Thank you.
So we're going to keep this.
Yes, yeah.
Because
yours,
this could come into play. No, I'm just saying, this is the one, if we're going on Sullivan Avenue, we'll need this.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Mazur?
Thank you. That's it, gentlemen.
All right. Meeting's adjourned at 1:11.